Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Dragon's Dogma 2 has proven to be a massive success for Capcom, surpassing 2.5 million copies sold across PC via Steam, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S in just 11 days after its release on March 22nd. This achievement marks a significant milestone for the franchise, with total sales now exceeding 10 million units. The rapid sales of Dragon's Dogma 2 have outpaced its predecessor, which took a month to reach 1.05 million units sold after its release in May 2012. Capcom attributes this success to various global promotional activities aimed at attracting both longtime fans and newcomers to the series. These activities included the launch of a free application, allowing users to create player avatars before the game's release, and collaboration with celebrities and Japanese national athletes to create in-game pawns. Despite facing controversy over microtransactions and performance issues, particularly on PC, Dragon's Dogma 2 has become the biggest launch for a single-player Capcom game on Steam, reaching an impressive peak of 228,585 concurrent players. Capcom has also indicated plans for meaningful DLC, based on a recent survey conducted among Dragon's Dogma 2 players, reflecting the game's success and player engagement. Discord's April Fool's video, titled "Discord Loot Boxes Are Here," unexpectedly garnered hundreds of millions of views on YouTube in just a few hours. This surge in views surpassed even the record set by the highly anticipated GTA 6 trailer. However, it appears that Discord inadvertently view-botted its own video. Software developer Marvin Witt revealed on Twitter that Discord seemingly created a functioning YouTube view bot by continuously playing the loot box announcement trailer in the background of an in-app toast notification about the video. Witt suggested that this was likely unintentional, as even a Discord staff member expressed confusion about the situation. At the time of writing, Discord's loot box video had amassed a staggering 628 million views within just 17 hours of its release. This far surpasses the previous record set by the GTA 6 trailer, which garnered over 93 million views in its 24-hour debut on YouTube. It remains to be seen whether YouTube will take any action to adjust the video's view count in response to this unusual situation. Rockstar has announced its intention to add Bully and L.A. Noire to GTA Plus later in 2024. The library of games included, with GTA Plus recently saw the addition of Red Dead Redemption. Rockstar hinted at the possibility of more games being added in the future, stating, "We recently added Red Dead Redemption, with access to Undead Nightmare, to the stellar games included with GTA Plus Library, and members can look forward to more Rockstar classics becoming available later this year, including L.A. Noire and Bully. Bully, developed by Rockstar Vancouver, is an acclaimed open-world juvenile delinquent simulation game that originally launched in 2006 on PlayStation 2. Although a sequel was reportedly in development at Rockstar's New England studio in the late 2000s, it never materialized. In November, a leaked database file for Grand Theft Auto V revealed references to an unreleased Bully 2, with some of its concepts potentially influencing other Rockstar titles such as Red Dead Redemption 2. L.A. Noire, developed by Team Bondi, is a 2011 open-world game set in 1947 Los Angeles. Similar to Bully, fans have expressed interest in a sequel, but Team Bondi is no longer operational. In addition to the game announcements, Rockstar teased a new supercar for the upcoming big GTA Online update scheduled for this summer, stating, "Plus, look out for the opportunity to secure a new bonus supercar as part of your GTA Plus membership with this summer's big GTA Online update." Landfall's surprise April Fool's Day release, Content Warning, has become a massive success, with over 6 million Steam users claiming the game in just 24 hours. The publisher announced this significant milestone in an update post on the game's Steam page, revealing that more than 6.2 million players have already added the game to their profiles. Content warning was made available for free during this 24-hour window, contributing to its widespread adoption. Despite the lack of prior announcements, content warning's success has been remarkable. The game invites players and up to three friends to grab handheld video cameras and capture hilarious and spooky moments, creating chaotic and entertaining content. SteamDB reports that the game has already reached a peak of 204,439 players, with over 138,000 playing concurrently at the time of this story's publication. Landfall expressed their delight at seeing players enjoy the game, stating, "It's been a real treat watching all of your videos, and we are so happy that we've managed to create something that makes people have fun together." While the free-for-a-day offer has ended, players who missed out on claiming the game can still purchase it for $7.99 on Steam. Fans of Friday the 13th, the game have reason to celebrate with the announcement of Friday the 13th Resurrected, a free-to-play modded build of the game. Despite the game being delisted and its servers scheduled for shutdown, this fan project aims to keep the spirit of the game alive. Friday the 13th Resurrected, developed by a dedicated team of fans, promises to provide dedicated multiplayer servers and introduce exclusive fan-made content, including new characters and skins. The team announced that the release date for the mod will be revealed on Monday, April 15th, 2024. The decision to delist Friday the 13th, the game, came after the publisher, Gun Interactive, lost the license for the franchise. While the servers are still operational, they are set to shut down on December 31st, 2024. Those who did not purchase the game before its delisting will have limited access to the mod. In a recent discussion with investors, Embracer's CEO Lars Wingfors emphasized that it is currently way too early for the company to consider acquiring new studios. Wingfors pointed out that Embracer has undergone significant changes, including the reduction of over 1,300 jobs, the cancellation of numerous games, and the closure of studios such as Free Radical, known for Time Splitters, and Volition, the developer behind Saints Row. He clarified that Embracer's primary focus and priority at this time are to enhance profitability and generate cash flow by improving the quality of their products and games. Wingfors highlighted the importance of making better games to achieve these goals. When questioned about potential future mergers and acquisitions deals, Wingfors expressed that it is premature to restart the M&A process. He indicated that Embracer will not be considering new acquisitions until they have made significant progress in their current initiatives to improve profitability and product quality. Nightmare Kart, previously known as Bloodborne Kart before rebranding in 2024, has officially announced its release date. Developed by Lilith Walther, also known as PSX Bunlith, the legally distinct kart racer is set to launch on May 31st on both Steam and itch.io platforms. The announcement boasts several exciting features, including 20 unique racers, 16 maps to race on, a full campaign mode complete with boss fights, and a versus battle mode for multiplayer competition. A short trailer accompanying the announcement gives players a glimpse of what to expect from the game. Additionally, Bunlish highlighted the game's soundtrack, composed by Evelyn Lark. To celebrate the release date reveal, Lark shared a sample of the title screen theme and provided a link to a video featuring the full song. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.